Hey everyone, this is Shivani and Michelle here with SLR Lounge, and we've been getting a pretty commonly asked question in our community about lighting receptions and what lights to use, what modifiers to use, where to place your off-camera light setups, and we're here to answer those for you.
So we're going to try to walk you through this in the order that we do our process. Everything from walking into the scene to assess what the situation is, and then stepping into where to place the lights, what are we going to do with those lights, and then how to adjust our settings and all that stuff. It's going to be fun, hopefully very helpful, and should answer all those questions. Okay, so what's the first thing that we do when we walk into the room? We'll assess the situation. We want to take a look at the placement of everything. The dance floor, the sweetheart table, where's all the lighting? Are the up lights already on? Take a look at all of these things and evaluate. The first thing is placement for all of our lights.
So when you're thinking about placing your lights, you want to decide whether you want it to be a fill flash or a backlight. So a backlight is going to essentially work as a separation between the backdrop that the couple is against. And a fill light is going to add just a little bit of light into their faces or into the center of the room, your focal point. So placing your flashes in the corners of the room is going to help you out the best here, and place them a little bit further away from people so that they're not actually lighting people that are around where the lights are.
So actually, I prefer to put it on the farthest corner, as long as the light, if it's an extremely large room, that might be hard. But you know, a normal size wedding reception room, far corners are pretty good. It's away from a lot of activity. Mm-hmm. It's away from usually white structures like the DJ's light stand, because if you put it next to light colored things, you're going to light that up even more. So I tend to want to look for a darker corner and then have them face 45 degrees in, like you're saying, like towards the dance floor.
Yeah, so place your lights in the corners and then face them towards the center of the room. And in most cases, the dance floor is in the center, so have the lights face into the center of the room.
Now, what about placement with the sweetheart table? What is your preference, or what are your thoughts?
So, sweetheart tables can either be on a stage where the lights could be facing in to fill, or they could be to facing the stage. So if the dance floor is in the center and the couple's watching, like, let's just say a performance going on, having your lights at the side of the stage at that point would act as a fill, and having them on the side of the sweetheart table facing the performance or the stage at that point would work as a backlight. So it just depends on which angle you're shooting from, right? And you have to pay attention to that when you're placing your flashes.
The other thing to mind is, where is the DJ's lighting placed, and where's your videographer's light if they've got stationary lights? So I like to use theirs already if they exist as fill, and I'll figure out what else needs filling and place my lights accordingly.
So now that you've assessed the scene, what's next? You want to match your flashes, your additional light, with the existing light in the room. So most of the time, these reception ballrooms have that weird tungsten, nasty looking yellow.
It's orange.
It's nasty, is what it is. But you want to match so that you're not mixing light, right? So the easiest way to do this is to add a CTO, or color temperature orange gel, onto your on-camera flash and to all of the other flashes in the room.
Now, CTO gels come in full, three quarters, half, all that fraction stuff. Just pick the full CTO gel and put that on all your flashes. Now, there are the rare situations, rare for me anyway, where the ballroom doesn't have that orange. Mm-hmm. And they might have some daylight balanced lighting, or maybe you're shooting outdoors, in which case your scenario is going to be very cool. So, you know, don't put the CTO gel, otherwise you're gonna mix it all up really bad. And then don't forget to set the white balance on your camera too. Okay, so on to step three. We've already placed our flash, we have color balanced with our existing light. Let's talk about modifiers. On my on-camera flash, I like to put either a diffuser or a bounce card, depending on my situation, depending on what I have.
If you're working with off-camera lights, you don't really need a diffuser, right? Because they're so far in these corners. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted a little bit of control and less spill, then you could grid these flashes. And this is just a preference, it's not something you have to do, but it's gonna help you a lot with light spill.
It's also really good for directional control, but again, it's a nice to have, not a must have. Okay, so now we're on to step number four, and this is the trial and error phase. It's a combination, it's a balancing act actually, between my light controls and then my camera controls. Now, I've got an on-camera flash on my camera, I think that makes sense. And that means that my shutter speed has to be at 200 or lower because of that on-camera flash. but I can also dial in my lighting power. So my off-camera flash, I usually like to keep at 1/32 of a second, and my on-camera flash, matter of taste, I like to keep between a 1/16 or 1/32 of a second as well.
So this is all going to be based on after you've assessed your situation and seen what kind of ceilings you have or what available light there is in the room. But most of the time you're going to be shooting in low lights, whether it is outdoors or indoors. Receptions are pretty much at night. So when you're shooting inside a ballroom and it's low light, you want to bump your ISO up to around anywhere from 800 to 3200 to basically assess if that's enough light for you.
Now, if you've done this several times, you'll probably have a common recipe that you're familiar with or that you like. So dialing these settings in the long run, it'll be a lot easier. But there's definitely a trial and error period.
So speaking of ceilings and walls, you want to use ceilings and walls to bounce light off of because they're going to be a really large light source. They essentially work as a V-flat. So make sure that your ceiling is white or a light color because you don't want to be bouncing off of bright red or bright pink or something that's going to give you a horrendous light on your subject's face.
Yeah, because don't forget that whatever you hit will bounce back that color. But I have a story. There's this one reception place that kills me every time. They've got these white patches in the ceiling in between giant areas of black. So depending on where I stand, because my light is bouncing up on the ceiling, I'll have dark spot, light spot, dark spot, light spot. It kills me. It's just not even fun.
So make sure you're paying attention to where you're bouncing your light. So tip number 6, and your last step for prepping your lighting for the room, is talking to the DJ, and no, not about what songs you want to request for the rest of the night.
I want 80s while I'm, like, you know, practicing. No?
No.
Yes!
But actually talking to the DJ and asking them what type of light setup they have for the night, especially spotlights or LEDs, those little, like, green dots running all over people's faces, or the disco balls, whatever it is, make sure that you talk to them and understand and prep for when there's a grand entrance or when there's speeches, whatever it is, so that you know.
Okay, but Ships, what if you actually do have one of those really powerful spotlights coming in and following your couple? What do you do?
So the fastest and easiest way to solve this problem is to bump up your flash power, your on-camera flash, and lower your ISO. So you're cutting down the ambient light and you're adding in white flash, basically bouncing off of wherever you're bouncing it.
Just don't forget that test shot, okay? You might be blowing out your subject.
On to tip number 7, where do you stand in relation to your subject? So let's use the example of toast. So the couple is on stage and there's someone giving a speech just maybe to the right of them, in front of them, and they're talking to each other. So depending on where you're shooting, either the subject speaking or the couple, there might be a light that's flaring into your camera because of where you placed your lights. And you want to make sure that you are standing in a place where you can avoid that happening.
Or let's segue into tip number 8, which is controlling the lights from your hand. So there's a lot of tools out there, everywhere from the more expensive flashes that give you full control on your flash to turn on and off all your off-camera flashes, or you can even get triggers that you can mount onto the camera that'll give you control to turn those things on and off. Because then, as you're saying, you can either choose to use something as a backlight or a fill light, depending on where you're standing. Okay, down to the last two tips here, 9 and 10, and now we're walking into the fun stuff that Shivani likes. It's all the tricks.
So if you wanted to try something a little bit more creative, if you're just so used to getting that standard shot of someone speaking, add a little bit of bokeh in your shot, right? So take some LED lights, some foreground lights, and put them just in front of your 7200, any telephoto lens would work for this. And dangle them so that they're not covering your subject's face, so just kind of framing them perfectly. And test that out, and it's actually super, super interesting and so much different than any other shot you're gonna get.
Now, if you don't want to carry around Christmas lights in your bag, you can also try to look for a glass or some candles, something on the tables that exist in the environment that you can use to shoot through as well. You should get something similar.
So on to my favorite part of the night, dance floor.
Dance floor, because you like to dance, sorry. Keep going.
So it can be really hard to shoot dance floor, right? There's so much going on, there's so much movement, and they cut the lights, and it's just so hard sometimes.
It gets crowded.
Gosh. So try adding a little direct flash into your shots. And I know that you probably heard the word direct flash and you're cringing, but if you open up your shutter, right, if you drag your shutter to like 1/6 or 1/10, somewhere along that, cut your ISO down to 100 or 200, and then direct your flash so it's probably around 1/64th of power, then you're going to get this super cool shutter drag look of whip panning across the floor. And it's going to freeze your subjects, so they're going to be completely still.
This is Shivani's favorite because it really does capture motion. It makes it fun. It's just something fun to try, a creative look that you might want to insert into your portfolio.
And it also helps if the dance floor is super empty because it makes it look like there's like a bunch of action and...
Fill up the dance floor with lights. Okay, so before we wrap this up, there's one thing that we kind of forgot to cover. Actually, we glossed over. All of our flashes that we've talked about are actually sitting in manual setting as opposed to ETTL. But the choice between ETTL and manual setting is a large enough topic that we're gonna have to cover that another time. Now, this is just 10 tips out of so much more that we could say about wedding reception and actually wedding photography in general. So hold your breath. We've got some fun stuff coming up.
Our wedding workshop series is an all-encompassing course that covers communication and planning with clients all the way up until the wedding reception. And you do not want to miss this. So be on the lookout for that in the SL Lounge store and in SL Lounge premium subscription. And if you want more info on that, there should be a link down there. So check that out.
Exciting stuff. So I guess that's it for now, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So then you're starting them, yeah?
And wait, there's more! Hair growth product, so you can look like Shivs. Just go with the flow with me, okay? I'll balance you out.
I'm not an improvisation actor. Okay.
Don't do it.
So now on to my favorite part of the night, dance floor.
Because you like to dance. It's supposed to be a mild giggle, not a take over your body.
Sorry. Okay, hold on.